Chapter 5, Devotional 5. A prophet is not without honor, their unbelief. In Matthew 13, verses 57 and 58, we read, "And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and in his own household. And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief." In this passage, Jesus comes to Nazareth, his hometown, to share the gospel and perform miracles. While the crowds were amazed at his teaching, they questioned and found it all hard to believe and accept. Their reasoning, "Isn't this the carpenter's son? We know his mother, brothers, and sisters. Where did he come up with all this wisdom and power?" Rather than accept Jesus with praise and thanksgiving, they were offended and put off. Even worse, their unbelief set a limit on the miracles Jesus was able to perform in Nazareth. As a career coach, I have seen this scene play out with hundreds of individuals. They, like Jesus, heard a calling on their life. They wanted to believe and pursue their passion and purpose. Unfortunately, those closest to them, often immediate family members, relatives, and childhood friends, took offense and rejected their dreams, ridiculed their passions, and refused to believe in them. As a result, they went to work in jobs that did not affirm their spirit, fulfill their passions and dreams. Over time, they were filled with the intense feelings of despair and dissatisfaction. Often into their 40s and early 50s, they still longed to live out their passions and walk out God's calling for their life, thinking, "If only I can find it in retirement." Leaders, managers, and supervisors play a critical role in this very human drama. You have a responsibility for the growth and development and engagement of your employees. I encourage you to listen to them, coach and mentor them, believe in them, honor them with your honest feedback and support. Help them to be all that God has called them to be. Lord, thank you for calling me into your divine purpose. Help me hear your voice and walk it out in faith and belief, that I may honor you with my life. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.